today.
No public option and a 54-45 vote on the Senate floor earlier in the day kills the anti-abortion measure. Heavy drama for Tiger Woods. I swear to you, you can't make this stuff up. It's juicier than a primetime soap opera or reality show. An ambulance arrives at his house. Why? If you haven't heard the story, I'll tell you why. And the top brass, General McChrystal, giving his thoughts on the Hill, talking about Afghanistan and the disappointment of the people in Afghanistan. Also, in stopping Al-Qaeda, what will it take? He says the magic words that I've been pushing for a very long time that people constantly forget. We'll cover that and so much more here on ATN as per usual. Massive water cooler buzz. Kate Delaney, happy to be hanging out with you coast to coast and everywhere in between. I bet you're bundled up if you're in the Midwest. 5 to 7 inches of snow at the mothership. They're slammed with 7 inches of snow. Poor Matt Johnson. I said that he was off with his posse celebrating his birthday and looking for a Mrs. Johnson. And he arrived after a miserable flight to find snow at the airport. And all that that entails, even when you're from Minnesota, you still have to each year acclimate yourself to deal with the white stuff. But it's not just Minnesota. It's all over the Midwest. And there's also some horrific weather in the West Coast with high winds. In the Southwest, there's been some very chilly weather, even snowflakes, as I said, in my little satellite studio in Dallas, Texas. It's shocking. 3 flakes fall, and they practically call off school. That's the difference between Dallas and a place like Minnesota or Illinois. Coming up, we're going to talk to DJ Frost, one of my favorite pilots, for his take on what's going on with the airlines these days, and also the Northwest pilots who decided to throw the air traffic controllers under the bus. What, us? Why would we miss the airport? It's the air traffic controllers' fault, of course. Why would you think that we would be responsible because we were all on our laptops? Who was flying the plane? So we will jump on with DJ, or he'll jump on with us in another 10 minutes on the 10 minutes or so on the show. But first, got to tell you about this story. The FBI expanding now the terror investigation overseas, and we've talked about this. This was, I shouldn't say shocking, but surprising. The Chicago guy that's going to be arraigned on a lot of charges that he helped plan that disgusting attack at the hotel in Mumbai, actually a couple of hotels. Remember, a bunch of Americans were killed in that, and others. The stories are just gut-wrenching when you hear, oh, first time I've ever been overseas, all this other sort of stuff. But anyway, the FBI sending a team to Pakistan and India. It's part of an inquiry into the Chicago guy, who is a big part, or at least seems to be, part of the plot against a Danish newspaper. Also, he was the lookout guy looking at the targets ahead of the terror attacks in Mumbai. He checked out the port, figured out how they could get in, all that sort of stuff. And if you haven't heard about it, his name's David Headley, and he is 49 years old. He's an American of Pakistani descent. He's a Chicago business guy, and he is thick into this. You know, we keep saying that there are terrorists among us. I mean, no joke, when we've been saying this for years. We've had people on the air talking about that, talking about radical branches of Hamas and sleeper cells and then just homegrown people who get whipped up into a frenzy and want to be part of Islamic jihadists or, you know, even some other rogue terrorist group. And this is obviously a case here, or so it seems. As they're getting their ducks in a row, they pretty much have nailed this Hadley guy to the wall, who, by the way, changed his name. His name previous to that was Doa Giuliani, and he went to military camps in Pakistan. He hung out with members of a militant group there. And like I said, he was doing massive surveillance on the targets in Mumbai before the attacks happened. Just about this time last year, where 166 people were killed, including a bunch of Americans. And it's interesting, our terrorism expert, who's terrific on America Tonight, Jeff Atticott, told us he was on his way to India and Mumbai, in fact. And as you know, he has spoken to the FBI many times about things happening with terrorism. And he's, in fact, there to help the people with techniques to thwart would-be terrorist plots and that kind of stuff. So this all coincides at the same time. It would be interesting to talk to him once he gets back from his travels over there. But it looks like he's going to be arraigned, no doubt, as I mentioned, the Chicago guy, on the fact that on these charges that he helped with this big plot, and now the FBI just trying to shore the whole thing up. All right, here's something else right from the get-go, too, because it affects every single one of us. If you're Stu listening in Kentucky, if you're Mark, either of the Marks, in New York, if you're Chris in Connecticut, Jana in Iowa, anybody who is listening to us, Don in Wyoming, and anybody else who's never called in, you know, there's people get these filters for the water. Sometimes you work in places where they switch out the glass bottles of water. You know, a guy comes in, delivers the water. A lot of people drink bottled water, and that's like a no-no for the green people because of the plastic and all that sort of stuff. Well, now there was a story I happened to catch in the New York Times, and it's part of some federal information that they've gathered. More than 20% of water in water treatment systems in this country have violated some of the key provisions of the Safe Drinking Water Act over the last 5 years. Basically, in a nutshell, what it means is wherever you live, the law requires that that community deliver safe tap water, right, to all of us. But since 2004, the water that's been going out to about 50 million people has contained massive, in some cases, illegal concentrations of chemicals like arsenic or radioactive substances like uranium, that's nice, as well as wicked bacteria that's a lot of times found in sewage. And so all these regulatory records show that these water systems were broken. They were broken down. The laws were broken. And they were, some of them were never fined or even punished by the state or the feds. So isn't it the EPA that's supposed to be responsible for enforcing these standards of the drinking water, which couldn't be more vital, right? I mean, all these contaminants. And how many people are getting sick in the U.S.? How many of us maybe have gotten sick? And part of the reason is tracing it to the drinking water. You know, I have one of those little filter things in the jug. You know, you get the jug and you just put the water through that way. But I'll tell you, growing up in Jersey, they always told us it was the greatest water in the world. And now you got to question that. I mean, how are they policing the water system in this country? It's got to be safe, for goodness sake, and not to fine anyone. Give me a break. Coming up next, our pilot buddy DJ Frost in just a few. He's flying in right now. Hang with us. Back in three.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Basically, as I said before, shove the air traffic controllers under a big fat bus, saying it was their fault for what happened when they overshot the airport when they were supposed to arrive in Minneapolis, but somehow went beyond Minneapolis by 150 miles. Remember this? We were talking about it probably about 6-7 weeks ago. So we're going to talk about that, and also now this crazy thing that just came out. This air security document was thrown up on the net by mistake. TSA is calling it, oh, it's just an embarrassing mistake that we posted this sensitive information. You got to be kidding me. Embarrassing mistake? The document talked about who's exempt from screening measures, like governors, lieutenant governors, mayors, all that kind of stuff. It's a how-to of sidestepping security. So this isn't very good in my book. Who better to have on the show than our pal DJ Frost Pilot, who's flown internationally, of course, across this great country and everywhere in between. I mean, who knows what his logbook looks like? Probably 1.5 million miles. So without further ado, because who knows, he's probably got to fly another flight after he gets off the air. DJ, thanks for coming on ATN.
Oh, you're welcome, Kate. Glad to be with you and your audience this evening.
Hey, what are the last miles you logged in?
Oh, let me see. Just last week I got back from Santiago, Chile. We're bringing in the fruit. The fruit's in season down there, you know. It's getting to be summer. Really nice.
You have a great gig because it seems like every time you come on America Tonight, you've been to some really cool place. And a lot, and you go to South America a bunch, it sounds like.
Yeah, I've been doing that a lot lately. We're bringing back flowers and then all the asparagus from Lima that anybody can eat in this world. It's pretty interesting stuff we're bringing up out of South America.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, let's talk about the pilots first. What did you think about the story the Northwest pilots decided that they were going to blame it on the air traffic controllers and the communications?
Oh, boy. It's coming down as they're trying to scramble for something. But I understand they have the revocation hearing coming up with the NTSB. And right now they're really grasping for straws in order to try and get their certificates back. So it's not quite following what exactly the story was that's been released. In fact, one of the pilots on that flight had released an email to a friend, and that's been circulating around with an interesting story of how it all went down.
Yeah, what do you think is going to happen to these pilots in the end?
Well, personally, I think it went a little bit too far in that they've got revocation and that, okay, nobody got hurt, no metal was bent, and, I mean, they were negligent in that fact, yet, okay, how about a suspension? How about just, some time off, some retraining, something like that? I'm hoping that's all they get, because they didn't kill anybody, and people who've done a lot worse have gotten their certificates back and are back flying.
All right, so no metal was bent. That's an airline expression, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
That's a good thing that no metal was bent. How about this? There was this other thing happened probably the third week in November. They had almost 820 flights were forced to, with massive delays across the country, especially in certain areas where they were hit harder than others. But there was a problem with the telecommunications network that broke down. So you had this massive air traffic snarl across the country. In this day and age, I mean, I know that there can be computer errors, but that just seems a little ridiculous to me. So the FAA is saying that at the time of the incident, it started with the failure of a single circuit board in a router, and then a backup circuit board also failed, and so they had misinformation that was sent to the computer centers near Atlanta and Salt Lake City especially, but it took them 4 hours before that glitch was fixed. That seems like a big boo-boo to me.
It is. It really is. And that demonstrates then how much technology is influenced within the aviation world. Back in the old days, of course, each controller had little pieces of paper. I don't know if anybody's seen that movie Airport, the original one, Dean Martin, where they showed the controllers and they were passing the little pieces of paper around and all. But it's changed, and now they depend so much on the computers and the spacing of flights in the line and things like that, that if there's a glitch in one hub or two hubs, then that backs up things worldwide just about. So, I was kind of wondering why I couldn't get out of Lima that afternoon.
That's why.
That was why. I got here and was like, oh, okay, that's what happened.
no kidding. Hey, and then something funny happened to our technical director, Matt Johnson, who was off with a bunch of his friends to Arizona for a very long weekend and got a chance to see the Vikings in Arizona. And so when he was flying back to Minneapolis from Phoenix, he gets to the airport, DJ, and they say, his card, his check-in thing, you're going through it, the passenger thing. And they say, you've already boarded. Matt Johnson's already boarded. So it turns out that the airline booked to Matt Johnson's and didn't realize it, and they were booked in the same seat. I've never heard of that happening. Have you?
Wow, the same name in the same seat, two different people. Wow, that's a weird one. No, I mean, there's seat duplications many times when I've gotten on flights, because I also have to travel around as a passenger many times. But to have somebody have the same name in the same seat, that is quite unusual. Yeah. That's very strange. I'm surprised they didn't do a positive ID check on both of those passengers.
Right, and that's what I thought, too, because here we go again, lax. You're talking about this airport security. You're talking about security with the airlines. Oh, well, Kate Delaney, she's already checked in. Well, that could be anybody else, and somebody maybe pulls a fast one. And so in his case, the fact that they didn't do that. I was so shocked by that. And here's the other thing. The TSA, you might have heard me talk about this right before we went to you. They say they made an embarrassing mistake. They post their internal guide. It talks about the whole passenger screening procedures, basically what they do. It's a how-to and who they're not checking. You know, who they're basically saying, oh, that person's okay, foreign dignitaries, whatever. They've got escorts. They don't have to have any screening at all and all these other sort of things like the congressional folks and the air marshals and the CIA ID cards and whatever. I don't know. To me, this seems like more than just, oops, we made a mistake. Because with that out there, there's a lot that could be done with that, don't you?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I mean, and that gives, you know, the bad guys another way to say, well, okay, how can I duplicate ID cards? How can I match these up so effectively to get on that list? I'm not on that list. I mean, I practically, you know, have to sometimes almost have to take off my shoes, my belt. I get patted down and searched all the time. So, I'm very interested in how that got out there and really what was the reason behind them even letting that, you know, just filter out there, because it is. They're looking for any kind of opening that they can get. Mm-hmm. And, we go through our yearly security training, and we have to be very cautious in what we say out in public and the information that we give out to people, because there's a lot of things that we are not supposed to share, because there's a lot of different procedures. There's different ways that we deal with hijackers now, potential hijackers, that are very different than it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. All right, as always, it's fun to have you on this show. Plug your website again, because for people out there
actually,
that are afraid,
you know what,
to fly.
I'm going to plug the blog tonight, pilotdjfrost.com. I got some great stress-free travel tips on my blog this week, and it's a busy travel season. I know people are feeling stressed, so go check out pilotdjfrost.com, and you're going to learn some great stuff there.
All right, DJ.com, the tail end of that.
DJFrost.com.
We got that. Awesome. Thanks, as always, for coming by.
You are
we'll talk to you
anytime,
again.
Anytime, Kate.
Thank you. All right, so you just heard what DJ had to say, and I think that's one of the craziest stories yet. Homeland Security releases a statement where they say, undoubtedly this raises potential security concerns across our transportation system. Really? Are you kidding? I mean, it is definitely a road map, and that's one of the things that they said. Oh yeah, I mean, this isn't going to endanger the public. That's not right. Of course, we're worried about it, but no reason to blow it up. I think there is a reason to blow it up. You know, even Senator Joe Lieberman said it was a mistake that calls into question the judgment of the agency managers. It's incompetency, and it's incompetency that could lead to somebody getting hurt, because you have the entire guide. I mean, it talks about all the things that you would have happened to certain individuals and how you would be searched. I mean, it's got all the screening procedures. Give me a break. Stay with us. More to come.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
So I thought I'd let it roll for a little bit. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A couple of quick headers for you, if you will. The Senate Democrats reached a huge health compromise after all these secret talks. They tentatively have agreed to drop a government-run insurance option, a.k.a. public option. That word is like a dirty word now on the Hill. So that's what's happened. And with this compromise, including the compromise on, well, not compromise, but the vote on the abortion measure that would have been included in this one. So a lot of anti-abortion folks not happy about it because it still sits in there. The vote on that one was 54 to 45. So the Senate rejected the on the Senate floor, they killed the anti-abortion measure, rather, which was easily went through the House and was a hot potato in the Senate. So that's hanging around. And like I said, there was this compromise. So ultimately, maybe we do get a vote on the health care reform, which I think will kill small businesses, at least the way that I read it and I see it set up, unless things are massively tweaked. And the other thing is I think the premiums are going to go sky high. So, yes, it's ridiculous what's happening with insurance companies. They get away with murder, no doubt about it. But and I think there needs to be regulation, erase the state lines, all that sort of good stuff. But the problem is the way it currently sits, I still don't believe that it's going to be affordable. I think it's going to be not affordable for people who currently are okay. And then the others of the millions who aren't insured, some of them choose not to be insured, and they could easily afford it. So there's still lots of holes in healthcare reform as far as I'm concerned. The general on the Hill, General Stanley McChrystal, speaking to the congressional folks and, of course, the Senate folks as well, said that he didn't recommend the troop surge, not the numbers anyway, because he wanted more. But he's supporting it at this point. He also talked about something that I thought was good as far as bin Laden is concerned, saying that, look, Osama bin Laden is an iconic figure, and he's been able to survive for over 8 years since the September 11 attacks. Right now, our so-called intelligence officials believe that bin Laden is hiding in Pakistan along that border with Afghanistan. So McChrystal says finding bin Laden isn't the key to winning the war in Afghanistan, but thinks the United States would defeat the terror network outright. They would defeat the network as a whole if bin Laden was found and brought to justice. So he's saying you cut off the head of the snake, yeah, you might be able to replace bin Laden, but it's not going to be the same. And if that happens, things would really, really change. Well, of course, we've been saying that all along. But yet nothing has happened at this point. Nobody's been able to snuff him out. And there might have been some missed attempts early in the game, unfortunately, because it would have been nice to nail him from the get-go. But, again, so far it has not happened. In the meantime, apology. Boy, we get a lot of them. We're going to jump to Tiger Woods in a second, speaking of apologies. But this was a wild story, and here we go again with the PC police. But this from Tennessee. A Tennessee mayor is apologizing for writing on his Facebook page that President Barack Obama deliberately timed a speech last week to block the Peanuts Christmas special. The guy's name is Russell Wiseman, and he said that it was a poor attempt at tongue-in-cheek humor among his friends. And he says he allowed things to go too far. So the town issued a statement on its website saying the mayor's views don't reflect the official ideals and beliefs. Wiseman has since deleted his Facebook account. I don't get it. What is the big deal? So he made a joke about the Peanuts and Obama. He was kidding, you could tell, blocking the Christmas special. Do you get that, Matt? Does that not make any... It's just crazy how politically correct people have to be. So he gets slammed. So he has to take down the Facebook thing. He has to apologize and act like it never happened. He was just kidding with his own friends.
I don't know. That's why on Facebook I'm only friends with my friends and not random people that I barely know.
Right, so you don't get burned.
Exactly.
Yeah, that, again, stupid. I don't get it because it was obviously sarcasm, and why would anyone think that he was really deliberately trying to slam Barack Obama? Of course he wasn't. In the meantime, we're going to slam Tiger Woods here for a second. Tiger Woods' mother-in-law collapsed in the bathroom of his home, so 911 was called. She was hospitalized and released with stomach pains. She showed up in the United States a couple of days ago, you know, in light of what's happened with Tiger Woods and her daughter. And, of course, they've got two young kids. So Barbara Holmberg is her name. She was taken by ambulance to the hospital after the call. She was released about 11 hours later and returned to Woods' home. She was wheeled out in a wheelchair just like, you know, normally anybody would be. But it creates, of course, a media frenzy because of what's happened in the last 2 weeks with Woods and all these women coming out of the network to say that they've been involved with him or crazy about him, in love with him, whatever. Basically, he had sex with a lot of women, and it's quite clear that he was having trysts with people all over the globe. And now his wife is probably deciding what she's going to do at this point, right? So anyway, a lot of people have opinions on it, including some of the golfers. Jesper Parnevik is the one who introduced Tiger to his wife. And I think he feels a little bit guilty about making that introduction now. Here's what he said when he was on the practice range to a reporter from NBC.
I haven't heard much. I heard rumors about something today, but I haven't heard if they're true or not yet. So, well, I mean, that would be very sad, of course. I mean, I would feel especially sad about it since I'm kind of feel a little bit sorry for Erlin since me and my wife are at fault hooking her up with him, and we just probably thought he was a better guy than he is then, and I would probably just have to apologize to her and hope she uses a driver next time and then a 3-iron, I would say. So we'll see what happens. I mean, it's a private thing, of course, but when you're the guy he is, you know, when you're world's best athlete, you should think a little more before you do stuff, and maybe not just do it like Nike says.
Okay, so he obviously made the joke there at the end. It's interesting because of all of the endorsements Tiger Woods has, over 100 million, I guarantee some of these sponsors are going to go away. What is going to happen with Woods? He's going to have, you know, there's no question he's going to have the paparazzi trailing him everywhere from the hotel to the golf course to his home to whatever. He didn't have that before. He had an interest in, there was an interest in Tiger Woods. And maybe a TMZ or one of those folks would catch him somewhere hanging out, no big deal. But now he full on is going to get the Britney Spears treatment. And I don't know if I guarantee he's not ready for the onslaught, especially since he wants to be a private person and have his privacy, you know, still respected. But no one's respecting that now. It's a whole different ball game with Woods. Already, even though they said they were initially going to do this anyway, so it doesn't matter that this is what Gatorade's saying, that they were going to drop Woods, but Gatorade did officially drop him. It's the first endorsement loss for Woods, you know, except for the Buick one when they had problems, obviously, in the wake of the whole cheating thing, though, that the one car crash and whatever. They released a statement saying the move to discontinue its Tiger Focus drink had nothing to do with his scandal, and the decision was made before Tiger's car crash and the allegation of marital affairs. Yeah, right. I bet they might have thought about discontinuing it, but this certainly pushed it right over the edge. And then they went on to say, oh, Tiger and his family still have our support and whatever. I'll tell you what, Matt, you and I talked about this earlier in one of the previous hours here in America Tonight. When the story first broke and I was in Orlando, I never could have imagined that this would have taken all these bizarre twists that it's taken. Now the mother-in-law, of course, she's distraught. Who knows what happens? She goes to the hospital. I mean, every day it is just like a wicked, bad, Desperate Housewives episode, isn't it? Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it earlier in the show that every day there's new women coming out, and it's just crazy the way that this is, I don't know, each day it's gotten even more
worse.
Yeah. And you think, you know, it's okay, it'll blow up and then it'll finally start dying down. But instead of that, it's just like a flame that just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
No kidding. I mean, that's the thing. I'm sure he's rethinking every step, every move he made. Because he's not even trying to block it, but just try to weather whatever's coming up next. Hey, stay with us. Coming up next, we've got birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse. Stretch Drive time here on ATN.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carostove. Carostove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. Carostove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Desperate Housewives. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Felicity Huffman, one of the Desperate Housewives. She plays the role of Lynette Scavo on that show. She's got a birthday. Donny Osmond, who just won Dancing with the Stars, has a big birthday. John Malkovich, who I think is a brilliant actor. He played himself in Being John Malkovich, which I love that movie. He's got a birthday. And Beau Bridges, who appeared with his dad at one point, Lloyd, on Sea Hunt, been in a ton of movies. Judi Dench, who was Queen Elizabeth in Shakespeare in Love. Dick Van Patten, remember, a long time ago, Eight is Enough, and some other television shows and whatnot. Also, the drummer for the rock band Green Day, with a birthday. And a few others, too. We'll jump to those when we get to the birthdays. But before we do that, how about a little news you can abuse? And there's some interesting places we're going to take you in this one, including Des Moines, Iowa, and Tampa, Florida. I don't get the thing with the python, the fascination, but I know a lot of people like to have pet snakes, especially pythons. So what do you do when one gets away? A bike rider spotted a snake in Tampa, Florida and stopped by a fire station for help. The firefighter told the local paper it was a true monster. Police and firefighters had to guide the reptile into a big plastic garbage can. They rolled it back to the firehouse and waited for somebody who was a wildlife expert to show up. And it was a huge snake, probably someone's pet, the wildlife person said, because it was extremely friendly and well-behaved. What is a well-behaved snake like? They let you roll them? Is that what it is? I don't know. What would happen if you were in Des Moines, Iowa at the time, shopping in Kmart, and you heard the words, 10,000 is missing. Is anybody missing it? And workers at the Kmart there discovered 10 grand in cash. It was in a red can. It was sitting on the customer service counter for 4 days. They finally opened the can, called the cops after finding all the money. Police are investigating who the money belongs to and how it ended up in Kmart. I think I'll just leave my 10 grand at Kmart. I'm thinking drugs gone wrong, something, I don't know. Speaking of gone wrong, or maybe not, depends on your point of view, from Burbank, porn stars have to unwind. Would you believe it? They have such a rough job. What better way than karaoke? Every Tuesday night at a place called Sardo's Grill and Lounge in Burbank, it's called Porn Star Karaoke Night. On one recent night, Julie Meadows from Alice in Fetishland and fellow X-rated actress Nikki Hunter belted out a version of Wild Thing. The evenings attract people who work from behind the cameras and pornos as well. It's schmoozing, deal-making, all that kind of stuff. And I'm sure they're uninhibited, so they probably get out there and have no problem singing. But Magdalene St. Michael says it's harder to sing in public than having sex in front of people. Harder to sing in public than having sex in front of people. No truth to the rumors that any of those actresses had hooked up with Tiger Woods. That was some other porn people, I believe. NASCAR is paying for Monty Mansfield's college education. That sounds good, doesn't it? This is why. His grandfather was a big-time NASCAR fan, and he actually collected those giant postcards that were handed out for free at races. So he collected more than 300,000 of them. That's incredible, 300,000. His widow sold some to pay for Monty's tuition and expenses at Michigan's Mott College, Community College. But there's more to the collection than even, I guess, just the postcards. He had everything from a tire off of a champion Richard Petty car to an autographed can of STP oil treatment. Boy, that is a true fan. Where do you store all those postcards for all of those years? 300,000, man, tons. All right, let's jump to this day in history. If we go way back in the time machine on December 9th, the U.S. Post Office in Wilmington, Delaware, offered Christmas seals for sale for the very first time. You know when that was? 1907. Contributions for the original seals, designed by Emily Bissell, helped in the fight against tuberculosis. I remember as a kid we had to sell them for the school that I went to. All right, also, on this day in history, in 1788, George Washington sold his racehorse, Magnolia, to Colonel Henry Lee. Washington got 5,000 acres of Kentucky farmland in the trade. Who got the better deal there? In 1926, the U.S. Golf Association legalized steel shaft golf clubs. Many of the new clubs are still wrapped around tree trunks put out there by a lot of us hackers who couldn't make them work any better than the clubs made with the old-fashioned hickory sticks a billion years ago. 1934, because of ground conditions, the New York Giants football team preferred to wear basketball sneakers as they ended up defeating the Chicago Bears 30-13 for the NFL championship, and that was because of the condition of the field. 1953, Frank Sinatra recorded Young at Heart. The song was turned down by Nat King Cole and some others who didn't think it was going to be a hit. It did become a top hit in March of 1954. In 1960, Sperry Rand from the Sperry Rand Corporation of St. Paul, Minnesota, unveiled a new computer known as UNIVAC 1107. The electronic wizard employed what was known as thin film memory. In 72, Keith Moon, Rod Stewart, Roger Daltrey, opened the rock opera Tommy in London. The show featuring Tommy, Pinball Wizard, and other tunes was so hot that tickets sold for 50 and up, which was big money at the time. 1984, Walter Payton of the Bears got another first as he ran six plays as a quarterback. He was intercepted twice, but guess what? He ran the ball himself on four carries. The Green Bay Packers, unfortunately, still won that game 20-14. Payton said after the game it was okay, but I wouldn't want to do it for a living. How about that? And in 1998, CBS Corporation raised $2.9 billion. They sold 17% of their stake in Infinity Broadcasting, its radio outdoor advertising business. The initial public offering of stock is the largest ever in media industry history. We want to back it up quickly, too. In 1995, the Beatles anthology was number one in the U.S. The double CD contained 60 Beatles songs and was their 16th number one album. It, by the way, also set a record for the longest time span for a run of number one albums, 31 years and 10 months between Meet the Beatles and Anthology 1. How about that? And this was a weird deal, too, in 92. Britain's Prime Minister John Major announced in Parliament the separation of Prince Charles and the Princess Diana. The couple's divorce, of course, became final in August of 1996. All right, some birthday music, please, Maestro.
Any birthday singers? Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
All right, MJ, pop star, performed at the age of 12, now turning 35. Trey Cool, drummer for the popular punk rock band that I mentioned before, Green Day, 37 years old. David Kirsch, he's a country singer. Remember his debut, I think, was Goodnight Sweetheart, 39 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, Jacob Dylan. You know who he is? 1998 Grammy. He got it on the same night as his dad, Bob Dylan. He's his son, 40 years old. Felicity Hoffman, I mentioned her already. She's 47. Donny Osmond turns 52. John Malkovich is 56 years old. Dick Butkus, Hall of Fame linebacker, who was with the Chicago Bears for almost 10 years, 67 years old. Beau Bridges, the son of Lloyd Bridges, 68 years old. Judi Dench, 75 years old. Buck Henry, Saturday Night Live and The Graduate, 79 years old. Dick Van Patten, I mentioned him before, 81 years old, so a big birthday for him. Kirk Douglas, 93 years old. Red Fox would have been 87 years old. And if John Milton was alive, he'd be 401. He wrote the epic Paradise Lost. On that note, a tip of the cap, and I bid you adieu. Shoot us your emails, americatonight.net.
Okay,
show's over, folks. Bye-bye. Let's move. Bye-bye. Let's pick this thing up. Let's go for it. One, two, three, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for flying with us. Bye-bye.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bye-bye.
I don't get it.
There's nothing to get. Bye-bye.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.